This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It's 5:34 p.m. Sean Tanis is here with the markets. But before we get to the KLSE, what's going on in the world? We're giving fake news a rest, apparently. Mm-hmm. Fake meat is all the rage in the food industry. And I hear that there is a U.S. food startup that is doing the impossible in this market. I'm not very thrilled about this, Sean, but tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so the company is called Impossible Foods, and they have this burger called the Impossible Burger. It's a plant-based, it's a burger with a plant-based patty. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a vegan burger that you can get anywhere. But that's not what they dub impossible. The concept basically points to the pricing for a plant-based menu. Right. So, and this startup takes pride in serving affordable food using fake meat. So their vision is to entice meat consumers to give meatless food a chance. So they figured to make fake meat sexy, you have to sell them cheap. Sell it cheap.
Can I just ask, how is this different from mock meat? Do you know? I mean, we have mock meat, don't we? It's all plant-based stuff.
We do. But this this impossible thing that's been doing the rounds on social media and Instagram and all of that stuff, this company claims it's in the flavor profile as well. So I know a lot of people who eat the fake mock meat aren't very thrilled about the flavor, right? Mm. They say it doesn't really match up to the texture mm-hmm. and flavor of meat. This one supposedly does. I haven't tried it myself, so I don't know.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, I'm wondering whether or not it's sustainable because, you know, the general perception is that plant-based food in most places, or at least here, is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And the argument is, you know, that it's not mass-produced, there's not much of a demand, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. But this company, they claim it has a team of top scientists, farmers and chefs, and they spent the last 5 years studying a formula
of this pretend to be meat.
Yes. Yeah. Pretentious meat.
Tell that to a vegan near you. Yeah.
Specifically, they identified methods and ingredients to naturally recreate everything in a fake meat. So you mentioned just now the aroma, the texture, and all that. So they even invested in research on how to make it sound like it's meat when you bite it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So everything. So they said when they put together everything, apparently they realized it's really cheap to make such food.
Okay.
So the reason is they use 0% cows and they use only a fraction of natural resources. So
0% cows, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you compare to cows, they use 95% less land, 75% less water, and it creates over 80% less greenhouse gas emissions. So they're selling the sliders at $2, and they believe this is a price everyone can enjoy the food. So for the first time ever, they are venturing outside of US, and they chose Hong Kong as their first point of expansion in Asia.
It's pretty exciting, actually.
It is very exciting. I'd be curious to try it. Let me tell you, there are a whole bunch
I like vegan burgers.
Oh, you've tried some vegan burgers and you like it?
Yes.
That is a surprising admission coming from Sean Tanis. But I have to say this. Uh-huh. I've been to a lot of fast food joints here, and I'm sure they use 0% cows as well.
you mean the regular burgers?
The regular burgers. let's take a look at Bursa, Sean. Maxis has apparently reported an increase in earnings for the first quarter. How's their stock doing?
Yeah, Maxis Berhad's net profit for the first quarter ended in March rose 4.2% to 523 million ringgit. They say this is mainly driven by continuous cost optimization initiatives they did this year and that offset lower service revenue. And the revenue, however, dropped 5.8% to 2.2 billion ringgit due to increased competition. Maxis closed up 1%, 5 ringgit 88 cent.
Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.